Good morning, family. God bless you and welcome again to 5 Minutes to Live By with Pastor Will, our daily inspiration for just about 5 minutes or so in which we come on and give you a little nugget from the week's sermon. And I hope that this one blesses you. So all this week, we've been talking about rebuking the devourer. See, once you get to the wealthy place, it don't stop. A lot of people think that you get married and you live happily ever after. You don't. A lot of people think you get the promotion and then it's joy, joy, or you get the raise or the increase, or you buy the house, you buy the car. Y'all, there's life that comes after that. And in that life is drama. In that life is challenges and struggles. The devourer. The devourer in biblical times was the locust. They would come to destroy what you had worked so hard to build. And although we have made it to the promised land and God has opened the windows to pour out blessings, you can get robbed in it, which we talked about last week. Or you can let the devourer come and destroy it, eat it up. And so all this week, we've been talking about rebuking the devourer. We talked about rebuking the attacks of the devourer. And that word rebuke means to you got to check him. You got to turn him back. And then you got to keep your foot on his neck and hold him down when he comes back. We talked about rebuking the miscarriage. That is, the Bible says, I will not allow the fruit to fall from the vine before its time. That's a miscarriage. That's when something gets aborted before it's able to survive on its own. And we can rebuke that, and we have to rebuke the curse. Now, the purpose of rebuking the curse and all of this is to get to what I want to talk about today, which is being blessed to be a blessing. Now, our lesson text in Malachi 3 and 12 says, "And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, said the Lord of hosts." That in essence, and even if you go back to Malachi, the third chapter and the 10th verse, really speaks to why God blesses us in the first place. Malachi 3 and 10 says, "Bring you all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it." Why would God give me a blessing that I don't have enough room for so that I can be a blessing? That's what happened in Genesis, the 12th chapter. God said unto Abram when he told him to get out of his countrymen and his father's house and away from his land. In the second verse of Genesis 2, it says, "And I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." I'm not just blessed to receive. I am blessed to give, baby. "And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." See, it is so important that we understand the why. We understand the why. Yes, God promised to bless us. Yes, he anointed us to be blessed. The Bible says, "Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee the power to obtain wealth." God not only wants me to be blessed, "Beloved, I wish above all that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers." Not only does he want me to be blessed, he takes pleasure in me being blessed. He says, "The Lord takes pleasure in the prosperity of his people." He anointed me to be blessed. I just read that to you. God gives us the power to be blessed, but he needs me to be blessed so that I can bless others. I need everybody in your life to be blessed, God says. I want everybody around you to be blessed. And so I never claim poverty. I never say I'm poor. I may be temporarily broke, but I'm never poor because I am blessed. The blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. I may not be rich right now, but I am blessed. And if you hang around a brother long enough, hallelujah, my blessings are going to overflow. God takes us from not enough into just enough, and then from just enough into more than enough so that we can be a blessing. I am here to be a blessing. You are here to be a blessing. As a matter of fact, we said that in prayer this morning. I want you to say that right now. I shall prosper. God wants me to prosper. God needs me to prosper. I want you to get that in your spirit. I am blessed. God wants me to be blessed. God takes pleasure in me being blessed. And God needs me to be blessed. Because it is through me, through my prospering, through my blessings, that others around me will be blessed. That's how we win the world. We show them that we are blessed, that we are prosperous, and that God is on our side, and he will bless and prosper and be on their side as well. The Bible lets us know that we ought to make friends with unrighteous money. That's our money. That's our blessings. That's our prosperity. We don't fall in love with it because it will cause us to err. But we don't turn it down because God gave us the anointing to go get it. Listen, my time is up. Today is Good News Friday. If you have something good to share today, put it in the chat if you're with me on live. And if you're on our streaming or on our podcast, tell somebody. Tell somebody your good news. What has God done for you? A few weeks ago, I talked about how God blessed me to get through that cancer situation that I was in for over a year. And by the time they did all the tests and the poking and the prodding and the biopsies, it took over a year with contrast and doing all of that, knowing that my father had passed from cancer and had dealt with prostate cancer. But here I am, and they said, the doctors say, you cancer free, come see me in a year. Well, that's my good news. What's your good news? Do you have something good to share? The Bible says, make known his deeds among the people. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of their testimony. My time is up. Thank you for this time. Share this. Go to my podcast on all of your podcast platforms and look for Pastor Will or 5 Minutes to Live By with Pastor Will. And remember this, don't just live life, live a victorious life and have an amazing day. Y'all be blessed.